Better environmentally sound transportation invites you and your organization to take the commuter challenge. BEST is a local non-profit charity dedicated to building healthy communities by promoting sustainable transportation. Year-round, BEST organizes events and programs that educate individuals on environmental issues and encourage viable solutions. In the first week of June this year, BEST will run the Commuter Challenge. It's an event that encourages individuals to use cleaner modes of transportation for their commute to work and help improve air quality throughout Metro Vancouver. It's a fun competition between workplaces wherein employees utilize sustainable transportation options, such as cycling, walking, teleworking, taking transport, and car or van pooling. Last year, nearly 100 companies and over 40,000 people participated in the challenge. This year, we expect even more. Contact BEST at 604-669-2860 or CAM at best.bc.ca for more information about signing up your faculty or organization in the 2008 Commuter Challenge. By making a small change, you can make a big difference.
You've asked me to do the impossible. Be reasonable.
I realize it's a most difficult mission, but I'm sure you can do it.
All right. Mr. Lowe, however, I cannot do this job on my own.
You can leave all that to me.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
To assist you.
Radio that's trained in the art of kicking butt.
Thank you. more and you don't know more. Well, baby, I never thought and you don't know more. So goodbye, baby, you won't have to drive me from your door. I'm sorry, babe.
And welcome to Shake a Tail Feather this week. I choose not to acknowledge the meteorologically challenging situation outside, so I'm just not going to pay any attention to it. There you have it. Of course, by saying that, I have paid attention to it. But anyway, it is supposed to be spring, and as far as I'm concerned, it is. My name is Jason, and this week, as promised last week, change of pace. As you know, if you've listened to this show over the past year and a half or so, it is a classic rhythm and blues and show and soul show, which means we generally hang out somewhere between the mid-50s and the early 70s, but occasionally we step back to see the roots of how all that developed. And tonight we are focusing on a genre called jump blues that came out of the swing and boogie-woogie era and blues, early blues era, to formulate kind of the beginnings of rock and roll and rhythm and blues and so on. And I'm joined in the studio by Charles Burnham, who does Sweet and Hot on Thursdays from 10 a.m. to noon. Welcome, Charles.
Thank you.
And we've pooled our collection together. I know we've done this before. We did this last August, and I think our scope was a number of different genres, vocal groups, jump blues, all kinds of different things. But I think I thought it would be great tonight to kind of focus on one of those areas in a little more detail and explain what jump blues is and how it developed and, well, why you should be interested, because actually it's a fascinating area of music. And, where else to start? What you just heard. Maybe I should start with that. At the top of the show, we heard the J. McShann Orchestra with a song called Jumpin' Blues. That's off of those series of CDs called The Chronological. You know, they do band leaders and singers and other instrumentalists from the big band era in a variety of different forms, but they're all chronologically organized, and they're very, very attractive-looking cases and so on. And then we heard Big Joe Turner with Going to Chicago off of a compilation covering his material from 1938 to 1941. Anything else you can say about those two things, Charles? Yes, I'll put your microphone on. How about that?
Sorry. Yeah, a lot of it developed out of the Kansas City sound, which was based on the blues, the head arrangements that the big bands commonly, you know, used in that area. There was a number of different places that these musicians came from. They came from all over. They came from Texas. They came from New York. Count Basie, who had one of the great jump blues bands.
Right. Yeah.
Was out of Red Bank, New Jersey, and a lot of his guys were out of New York. But the unique sort of aspect of the Kansas City sound was based on the blues. It was mm-hmm. a language that all the musicians knew,
right,
and required very little translation.
Okay.
And it just continued as jazz sort of diverged into a much more of an esoteric, much more of a heady sort of. When the bebop thing carried
right.
on,
right.
These cats went in another direction. They stayed mm-hmm. with what they were doing, with something that was sort of familiar, but again, a little different.
Right. Well, that's, I've always seen kind of rhythm and blues and jazz kind of diverging in mm-hmm. a sense in the mid-40s based on some of the stuff that we were just listening to. And, you know, it's sort of one half kind of handled the dancing.
Yeah,
to fill that kind of need for dance music after the big band era kind of faded away. And then the other was sort of more, maybe a smaller group, but just as enthusiastic. We're more into, I guess, kind of, I don't know how to put it, heady, abstract, I don't know. But so they were more into, I guess, the techniques and the science of the music, of the soloists. And
a reliance on riffs.
Mm-hmm.
And a repetitive sort of riff, which mm-hmm. has its own sort of exciting, it rubs a part of your brain that gets excited, you know.
Of course.
And I think that's an important sort of differentiation between big band swing and the jump blues, and mm-hmm. and is based on a singular, simple, direct sort of approach,
right?
Or instrumentally speaking, yeah. I think.
And bebop, of course, by contrast, was headed in a more cerebral direction.
Yeah,
I suppose. Yeah, great. Yeah, well, jump. Now the term jump, dance, I guess.
I think
is the term stomp.
Yeah, you know, stomp. Yeah. Well, the stomp is a referral to a style of dance. I think that earlier sort of hot jazz and this Charleston, you more or less stomp.
Right.
And then there was swing, and then I guess the jump, and then it was. I don't think there's a dance per se called the jump, but you know, a jump could be, it could be a dance, it could be a good time. You know, mm-hmm. it's.
Right.
I think
of
it translates to different sort of modes.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, we were going to hear. I think we heard "Going to Chicago" by Big Joe Turner. So I think "Roland Pete," of course, is something that I've heard before. In fact, the last time we did the show at the same time, and let's hear that.
And Pete Johnson on piano. Yeah. You know that one.
Yep. And it's great. I've heard that on a blues compilation before as well, and it's quite neat to hear it interspersed with the mostly guitar-oriented blues. But anyways, here we are, Big Joe Turner and Pete Johnson, Roland Pete, late 30s.
Yeah, 1938.
Yeah, 1938. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
We're back. Yes, 1 o'clock jump, Count Basie and his orchestra, late 30s. And before that, Lionel Hampton with Flying Home, a song that's usually regarded as being sort of the introduction of rhythm and blues, courtesy of his tenor saxophonist, Charles?
Was tenor sax,
he played
yeah.
tenor sax. Illinois Jacquet.
Yeah.
Doing that solo in the middle, and you can just picture somebody rolling around on the stage and kicking his feet up and, you know, kind of rock and roll style, really. Flying Home with Lionel Hampton's orchestra, and before that, Big Joe Turner with Pete Johnson, a song called Roll'em Pete, which I assume was about Pete Johnson. Roll'em is in Roll Those Ivories.
Yeah,
yeah. Interesting. What song was recorded a year, exactly a year to the date after the other one?
Well, the Jay McShann tune that we started off with was the Jumpin' Blues, which was July of 1941. Find 1941, mm-hmm. and it was okay. So it was exactly 4 years. 1 o'clock jump was 4 years before.
Okay,
July 7th, 1937,
uh-huh.
which was, yeah, that 1 o'clock jump again. The repetitive riff feel mm-hmm. to it.
Yeah, another Count Basie,
mm-hmm.
Another Kansas City based organization. And you're listening to Shake a Tail Feather tonight. My name is Jason Charles Burnham from the show Sweet and Hot on Thursday mornings at 10 o'clock. Is joining me, and we're doing a special focus on jump blues, that kind of missing link between the big band era and the 50s kind of classic rhythm blues era, which of course later dovetailed into the soul era. So there are all these kind of evolutionary kinds of things. So speaking of Illinois Jacquet, of course he branched out and created his own outfit, did he not?
He was certainly did. He recorded with a number of small groups. I think he backed up a number of singers as well. I can't really think of any off the top of my head. But he was part of that the phenomenon of, the dominant instrument of the big band era was primarily the trumpet. And Illinois Jacquet is part of that transition between from the trumpet to the tenor saxophone. The tenor saxophone all of a sudden finds its way into the forefront of the bands and the small bands, and
right.
thinking guys like Bull Moose Jackson mm-hmm. and Illinois Jacquet and Chu Berry before he was died in a car accident, I
right.
believe.
Yeah,
and a number of other guys, you know, Hal Singer and a number of Earl Bostick, another one that started out in the big bands. Part of the Lionel Hampton outfit.
Now, Johnny Hodges, was he?
Johnny Hodges from the Duke Ellington Orchestra, yeah.
And, they went on to do some interesting stuff in the 50s, as we'll hear a bit later in the show, too. But you can draw a direct line from these folks all the way up to folks like King Curtis and, mm-hmm. Variety of the, a lot of kind of session folks, too, during the rhythm and blues and soul era who played tenor saxophone. And, of course, a lot of their riffs are based on this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's neat to kind of draw that line from one to the other. But Illinois Jacquet, let me see. I'm holding the list of tracks from... there's a series called Chronological. I was talking about that earlier, and they do series on a number of different folks. And this one is Illinois Jacquet 46 to 47. So a year or two period in here. Now, we kind of are picking up after the... after the war, first of all, but also after a 2 or 3 year period of a recording ban.
Yeah.
Right? The American Federation...
Strike, yeah.
of musicians. They were striking because none of the session musicians were really getting paid any royalties for the records. It was just per session, and the record would, of course, continue to get played. But unlike playing live, where you get paid per gig, you didn't get anything after that initial session. So understandably, after the Depression and during the war, people needed to eat. So they went on strike. But the problem was is that the two things. The recording industry wasn't prepared, so it was quite a... That and the war effort kind of really stunned the industry. And also they had to settle, apparently, company by company. So it took a couple of years to get all the lights back on, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't really... It's almost like in 45 and 46, there's this rush of new labels, new artists, or artists that you didn't really hear about so much beforehand. Suddenly there's stuff on record. This is as true in jazz as it is in rhythm and blues. And so we're just kind of jumping forward to just after that period. On this one, let me see. I'm seeing something called Jumping at the Apollo. That sounds like a fairly good check.
Sounds like a good safe bet, yeah.
It does, yeah. And the Apollo, of course, in Harlem is all kinds of folks who played there from, I guess, Illinois Jacquet all the way up to Sharon Jones last year or so. Yeah. I mean, that covers a lot of turf. Anyway, jumping at the Apollo, Illinois Jacquet.
Film addict, a festival addict, or an art addict, then we've got the place for you to be. It's the Vancouver Student Film Festival.
What makes this festival different from any other is that it's all about students, and of course, their films. You'll get to see the work made by some of the people who'll be ruling the industry in the near future.
The concept behind the festival is to promote the already vibrant community of young Canadian filmmakers in British Columbia by showcasing the films of students and recent graduates from post-secondary film institutions, and thus enhancing the lines of communication that currently exist between the artist, the public, and fellow colleagues on the West Coast.
The third annual Vancouver Student Film Festival will take place on Saturday, May 24th, 2008 at the VIFC Van City Theatre. For more info, please visit the website at www.vsff.com.
Why, sometimes I'd like to take a peppermint and a switchblade and a Cadillac and throw it all in a fire.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh, yeah.
It was an early Sunday morning, and the church was crowded full. Old Elder Brown was raving. He was angry as a bull. The congregation sensed it, and they knew just what he meant when he said, my text today is you sinners must repent. Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
'Cause Deacon Jones knelt down to pray. All he said was, hey, hey. So who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
Georgia pie.
So who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well. Whiskey in the well.
In the well.
Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
Keep your dippers out of that well, or we all wind up in
well. Who threw the whiskey in the well?
That's what I'd like to know. Well, sisters and brothers, I'm taking my leave of thee. Yeah, I've been trying to show you the light, and you all have outshined me. Since Brother Jones brought his bones, Sister Ash has all the cash. Let's get together, drink water, get tall. Come on, children, let's have a ball.
That is a wonderful sight. That's the time when Tammy Hatton is gay. Everyone escapes the cares of the day. When they start to dance, their troubles away. Boogie, boogie. From the swanky to the cold water flats. Parlor floors are jammed with rug-cutting cats. Boogie music is the feature, no doubt. Piano plonkers busy beating it out. There is something fascinating about boogie, boogie. There's no time for frowning. Darkness turns to light. Bare good nature clowning makes the world all right. That's wisdom. Boogie woogie on a Saturday night. That's when every heart is high as a kite. Everybody there treats you like a pal. Every guy can find romance with a gal. Nights on Saturday are good for morale. Boogie woogie. Thank you.
and Shake a Tail Feather on Friday night. Tonight, my name's Jason Charles Burnham from Sweet and Hot on Thursday mornings. He's here joining me special on Jump Blues tonight. And Lionel Hampton, once again from 1945, Beulah's Boogie. Before that, the Five Redcaps, I was supposed to have something else on, but somehow I got mixed up with the track order, and it ended up being the Five Redcaps, which was fine, because although they were a vocal group, they were singing over top a very strong kind of boogie-woogie-influenced jump blues beat. And, of course, boogie-woogie being that kind of fast, well, not really fast, kind of mid- or up-tempo style of piano blues, yeah. Also from the Midwest. And lots of people helped develop that, but that was sort of one of the tributaries into this kind of music. And you know, it's funny, jump blues. I've gotten in discussions with people as to what rhythm and blues really is versus jazz and versus blues, and I've often gotten really tongue-tied. And then along comes sort of a genre like jump blues, and I try to explain, well, it's a bit of all of those things, and then people seem a little bit more mystified by exactly what this is. Than before I had started explaining anything.
Yeah. It sort of borrows, or I don't know, I don't think it borrowed from anything. It just existed on its own. I think I remember seeing a movie, I can't remember which one it was, when these two fellows walk into a bar and there's a sort of rock and roll combo going in the background, and one of the guys says, "What is that?" He says, "Well, it isn't boogie, it isn't swing. It isn't jazz, it's kind of all of them." You know, and I suppose that's a similar sort of idea as to what with R&B, I mean, early R&B,
right?
I think.
And some have made a distinction between rhythm and blues and jump blues, and some people say that jump blues was the first manifestation of rhythm and blues, which I tend to go for that, is that, you know, rhythm and blues, you had jump blues, then you had the vocal groups. Mm-hmm. They're moving into doo-wop. And then the last sort of big one was the introduction of gospel in a big way, and you started to get kind of more of the soul stuff happening in the 50s.
Right.
But I've seen jump blues included in, you know, the All Music Guide to Blues, for example, but it's not in the R&B and soul book, and it's not in the jazz book. So some people categorize it differently. Mm-hmm. I guess it depends. I guess it's all arguable to a certain degree. But
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, well, two personas in this whole area of music, of course, that stick out for me are Louis Jordan,
yes.
You know, who's, I mean, an all-around entertainer. He brought a whole bunch of different things into the same pot. And, of course, Wynonie Harris. What's his background anyway? I mean, I know Louis Jordan's is kind of, you know, he was in vaudeville troupes of different kinds and also in a couple of big bands of his own, and then he started the Timpani Five. Is that? Mm-hmm.
The Timpani Five. Of course, it was one of a number of small bands that were basically riding on the backwash of all these guys coming out of the army. The big band era was dying.
Right.
And they were still working, and there were still jobs for musicians, and there's this great, you know, I guess there was another migration, you know, there people were moving around, and the smaller bands were the ones that were financially sustainable,
I guess,
and tenable. But the wonderful thing about Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five is that they really get a huge big band sound out of that small.
Absolutely,
group. Yeah.
And of course, Wynonie Harris. I mean, it was.
We were just looking over the liner notes here, and Wynonie Harris looks like he was singing Lucky Millinder.
He was before the Five Red Caps, actually. Who threw the whiskey in the well was the Lucky Millinder Orchestra, but the person singing, if you actually look, this is. Blowing the Fuse is a 15-volume compilation courtesy of the German reissue company, the Bear Family, and anything they put out is fantastic, regardless of the genre. But this takes the cake. It's 15 volumes, 15 years from 1945 to 1960, the history of rhythm and blues in those volumes, and they cover a lot of different bases. But anyhow, with some of these, you read the track listings on the back, and you actually have to open the booklet and look at the details in terms of who actually performed on the track, and there's some really interesting details in there, like, for example, Wynonie Harris was on that one, and heck, we hadn't gotten to that particular spotlight on the show yet, but a little taste of what's to come. So he was in that orchestra, for that track at least, but band leader of his own.
And Wynonie Harris had his own band, and he started recording more of his own stuff with his own orchestra, I guess, in the early 1950s or beginning around 1951. mm-hmm. when he started getting a real strong string of hits with Loving Machine, Two Drops of Water, Bloodshot Eyes. That's all 1951.
Right. Okay, well, let's hear two of each. Two Louis Jordans, two Winoni Harris's, beginning with Louis Jordan's Caledonia.
But she's my baby, and I love her just the same. Crazy about that woman, 'cause Caledonia is her name. Caledonia! Caledonia! What make your big head so hot? Ma, I love you just the same. She told me, no kid. That's what she said. She said, son, keep away from that woman. She ain't no good. Don't bother her. But mama didn't know what Caledonia was putting down. So I'm going down to Caledonia's house and ask her just one more time. Caledonia? Caledonia? What make your big head so hot? Ma!
With a pack on my back, I'm tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack and hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack, and pal around with Democratic fellas named Mac. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jiboogie, woo-woo, woo-woo, jiboogie, choo-choo, choo-choo, jiboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Your destination, but alas and alack, you need some compensation to get back in the black. You take a morning paper from the top of the stack and read the situations from the front to the back. The only job that's open needs a man with a knack, so put it right back in the rack, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jiboogie, woo-woo, woo-woo, jiboogie, choo-choo, choo-choo, jiboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Going
gonna settle down by the railroad track. Live the life of Riley in the beaten down shack. So when I hear a whistle, I can peep through the crack and watch the train a rolling when it's falling a jack. For I just love the rhythm of the clickety clack. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo choo, choo 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 boogie. Woo woo, woo woo choo boogie. Choo choo, choo 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 boogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Away all my blues. Have you heard the news? They're good at rocking tonight. Rock, rock, rock. Everybody's gonna rock tonight. I'm gonna hold my baby tight as I can. Tonight she'll know I'm a mighty man. I got the news. Everybody's rocking tonight. Well, Elder Brown, Deacon Jones, they've even left the happy home. They'll be there just you wait. A jumping and a stomping at the Jubilee. Hey man, that's good rocking tonight. Sweet Lorraine, Sioux City Sue, sweet Georgia Brown, Caledonia too. They'll be there jumping like mad. Hey sister, ain't you glad? We got the news. That's good rocking tonight. Hoy, hoy. I just got the news that my baby wants to rock. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. Rock and roll all night long. My baby don't go for fancy clothes, high class dinner and picture shows. All she wants to do is stay at home and huckle buck with daddy all night long. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. Rock and roll all night long. She doesn't like ride on airplane. Never had a trip on a streamlined train. When it comes to loving, she knows what it's all about. And the way she huckled bucks knocks me out. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. Rock and roll all night long. We'll be right back.
clock, but she don't know when to stop. She gets her kicks every day. Yes, rocking her fine self away. She rocks in the basement and she rocks upstairs. I can't take it no more, I'm gonna buy a rocking chair. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. Rock and roll all night long.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Yeah, okay, well, we're back. Shake a Tail Feather. My name is Jason. You're listening to this on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and the number here I should have mentioned, 604-822-2487, and two things you can do. You can make a request if it's tonight, if there's something in this Jump Blues category that you want to hear, feel free. Otherwise, for future shows, you can let me know anything in the classic soul and rhythm and blues vein, and I'll see if I have it. That's generally how it works, and usually in the show to come I can get around to it. The other thing you can do, I'll do what Charles is doing, and ask if you have any ideas for themes for shows. I mentioned that last week, and voila, we have a theme for a show tonight. But, you know, the same thing can happen to you. You can give us a shout, and if there's some area of classic soul and rhythm and blues that either hasn't been covered, or I haven't covered in a while, or I have, or what have you, and you'd like to have an hour and a half on a Friday night to hear that, the best of. Also, give me a shout tonight, 604-822-2487, or email me at moresoulmusic@yahoo.ca. Thanks to those of you who have sent your regards and requests and other things. I'm still working on some of the requests that I've been getting on email, but once again, that email address is moresoulmusic@yahoo.ca.
Nice.
You can also find me on Facebook. You just look up Shake a Tail Feather. You can join the group. It's an open group, and you can also communicate with me that way. One day I'll have a website. I'll let you know when. Yes, Charles. So those last couple of tracks, Louis Jordan, Bononi Harris, what do you think?
Oh, I guess it just sort of punctuates that little comment I made about the sound. There's a big, big, fat sound that they get from mm-hmm. the instrumentation and their arrangement, and the way they attack the arrangement is mm-hmm. really quite wonderful. It's a sort of, it's wonderful, wonderful stuff.
Yeah, we heard All She Wants to Do Is Rock from 1949 in Good Rockin' Tonight, which was actually a cover of a New Orleans R&B artist Roy Brown, his song, and of course Elvis Presley would do a famous version of that. Louis Jordan with Choo Choo Chibugi and Caledonia from 46 and 45, and the last two tracks were from 48 and 49. So I notice a difference between those late 40s tracks, and the sound quality suddenly is clearer,
yeah,
less scratchy. Well, I think probably lots of reasons for that. Changes in the design of actual records. Even though 78s were still coming out, I think they were starting to add extra grooves to them. They were making them out of vinyl as opposed to out of plastic. Also, magnetic tape. Of course, they're recording directly onto magnetic tape as opposed to onto disc, which is what they had been doing. All of those things, I think, were better microphones, better studios, all kinds of things. So you have that kind of big sound that you're starting to head into now with the late 40s and early 50s. So it does kind of influence it. Echo chambers, I think, were being used too, I think, starting to. So there's some echo behind the voice. Interesting developments.
Is that the beginning of high fidelity? Or?
Not quite. Stereo happens later, I think, about 10 years after this.
Yeah.
But it's sort of heading towards that, I think. You know, the war put such a constraint on developments in those types of things. Yes. So anyway, as we head towards the latter part of this show, it's always a struggle to get everything on that you want to, but Helsinger is another leader of a jump blues sextet, famous for a song called Cornbread, which you're going to hear in a moment. Also did an early, what I would take to be the first version of Rock Around the Clock, which most people would attribute to Bill Haley, and rightfully so. I mean, that's generally what you hear. But a slightly different version of that was done by Helsinger. And I first heard this actually on a JSP compilation called Hamhocks and Cornbread, which I was hoping to have for you tonight, but I didn't manage to get a hold of it in time. So, but we do have the track anyway, and we will be getting to that. But first, Helsinger Sextet from 1948, a song called Cornbread.
Show. Three, make ready. Four, let's go. Let's rock. Let's rock. Let's rock. Let's rock. Thank you.
shopping. Papa's working late. The neighbor's out of town, so everything is great. Let's rock.
Let's rock, rock round the clock.
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 Come on now, let's carry on. Let's keep rocking till the crack of dawn. Let's rock.
Let's rock, rock round the clock.
Let's rock.
Let's rock, rock round the clock.
Let's rock.
Drunk, start singing all night, drinking wine, spoody, ooty, drink wine,
mop, mop,
wine, spoody, ooty, drink wine,
mop, mop,
wine, spoody, ooty, drink wine,
mop, mop,
pass that bottle to me. Drinking that mess, their delight. When he gets drunk, start fighting all night, knocking down the windows and tearing out doors, drinking half a gallon and calling for more, drinking wine, spoody, ooty, drink wine,
mop, mop.
Wine, spoody, ooty, drink wine,
mop, mop.
Wine, spoody, ooty, drink wine,
mop, mop.
Hands and bottles. it all around. Age runs up, 49. All those cats, they love sweet wine. Drinking wine's for you to drink wine.
Mop, mop.
Wine's for you to drink wine.
Mop, mop.
Wine's for you to drink wine.
Mop, mop.
Pass that bottle to me. Hoy, hoy.
Wine, wine, wine.
Elderberry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Port sherry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Blackberry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Heaven has.
Wine, wine, wine.
Oh boy, pass that bottle to me. Drink that slop. That's what I'm talking about. On Rampa Street at Willie's Den. He wasn't selling but a little gin. One cat wanted a bottle of wine. If that cat for a dollar and a dime, a drinking wine's for you to drink wine.
Mop, mop.
Wine's for you to drink wine.
Mop, mop.
Wine's for you to drink wine.
Mop, mop.
Pass that bottle to me. Hoy, hoy.
Wine, wine, wine.
Elderberry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Port sherry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Blackberry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Heaven has.
Wine, wine, wine.
Oh boy, pass that bottle to me. I got a nickel, have you got a dime? Let's get together and get a little wine. Some buys a fifth, some buys a quart. But when you buy sherry, now you're doing things smart. Drinking wine's for you to drink wine.
Mop, mop.
Drinking wine's for you to drink wine.
Mop, mop.
Wine's for you to drink wine.
Mop, mop.
Pass that bottle to me.
Dropped into a tavern, saw some friends of mine. Party was getting underway and the juice was really flying and I got loaded. I got loaded. I got loaded. Ooh, I sure got it. Told my pretty baby I wouldn't stay out no more. Every time I tried to leave, I fell down on the floor and I got loaded. I got loaded. I got loaded. Oh, I sure got high. Made me feel so happy while it was going down. I took a sip on every trip that bottle went around and I got loaded. I got loaded. I got loaded. Oh, I sure got high. Last thing I remember, I heard somebody say, won't my soul just let him roll until the break of day. And I got loaded. I got loaded. I got loaded. Oh, I sure got high. If you see my baby, tell her this for me. Didn't mean to stay so long, but the juice down there was free and I got loaded. I got loaded. I got loaded. Oh, I sure got high.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Yes. Jimmy Forrest, formerly of, was he Duke Ellington?
I don't know him really well.
I think, according to this, he was in one of those bands. But anyhow, Night Train from 1952. I'm pretty sure it was one of those bigger bands. I'm just going to have a look through something. But just let me go over what we've been hearing of this last long set. Before that, Ray Charles from his pre-Mess Around Jump Blues period, a song called Jumpin' in the Morning, dated to about 1952. That was off of a compilation that covers his early 50s stuff. Peppermint Harris and Maxwell Davis with I Got Loaded, Earl Bostick with Flamingo, Johnny Hodges with Castle Rock, kind of a lot of big band era veterans moving into the area of rhythm and blues. Somebody by the name of Doc Sausage with a cover. Yes, a cover. It's getting late. A cover of a song called Ragmop, which I think was that. Who did that originally? Was that a?
I don't know if it was originally a Lionel Hampton tune, but he definitely did record it on Decca in the late 1940s. I think 48, 49.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yes, and before that, Stick McGee. That was, I think, one of the inaugural hits for Atlantic Records in 1949. A song called Drinkin' Wine Spodeody. And a big Jay McNeely, who was a guest that you interviewed at some point not too long ago.
I went to Los Angeles and saw Big Jay McNeely. He turned 81 this month, and he was playing at a place called Safari Sam's. And you can see that he does have a MySpace page. So he will be around if you're listening on this podcast, if you're in Europe. Big Jay is in your neighborhood, and he blows hard. He blows loud, and he does an hour-and-a-half show. And it's wonderful, and I spent an hour and a half, I've got an interview with him that I'm trying to edit together and get ready for my show, and I'll let you know when that's happening.
Okay, so that'll be Thursdays, of course, 10 to noon.
Yes.
I do 10-ish to midnight, so I keep getting mixed up. It's 10 to noon on Thursdays, and tomorrow you have a show?
Well, I'll be DJing for the Jungle Swing event at 6 and Commercial. That's the Grandview Legion. That's upstairs in the auditorium. And that's the Jungle Swing Swing Dance from 8 p.m. till 9. There's a lesson. And from 9 till 1, there's DJed music. And I will be one of the DJs there.
Excellent. Well, I plan to go and check it out. So it sounds like it'll be great. Big J McNeely, Deacon's Hop is this track that we heard. Hellsinger Sextet with both Cornbread and Rock Around the Clock, the original. And, yes, you know what? There's always... there had to be a slogan for the show. It's too much music, too little time. An hour and a half, even when I have the two-hour spot during the school year, it runs by very quickly. So thanks for coming in, Charles.
It was a real pleasure.
Been great, listening to some of the best of this particular genre, at least some great examples of jump blues. And as you know, that later evolved into later styles of rhythm and blues and soul music. Thanks to Paul from Code Blue for calling in and giving us the thumbs up. And Code Blue, of course, is on tomorrow afternoon and is a blues show that is on every Saturday afternoon. And you can check CITR.ca for our programming schedules for any of your favorite shows. You can check that same website for podcasts of this show and your favorite shows as well. Just click on the podcast link and select your favorite show, and you can hear it on your computer, iPod, other things. And so we're on our way out tonight. I will not be on next week. Actually, Brett, who does Rainbow Grooves, will be doing an extra long show for me, as I have a work function to attend, but I'll be back the following week, the first Friday of May, with something in the area of classic rhythm and blues and soul. So thanks for joining us, and do tune in 2 weeks to hear Shake a Tail Feather again from 10:30 to midnight. This is Jason signing off. Chris will be in with I Like the Scribbles, and in the meantime, this is Bull Moose Jackson, Big 10-Inch Record.
Got me the strangest woman. Believe me, this chick's no cinch. But I really get her going when I take out my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. The band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. I gave her a little pinch, but she said, now stop that jiving and get out that big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. I cover her with kisses when we're in a lover's clinch, and when she gets all excited, she begs for my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues. She just loves that big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. Smoking and liquor just makes her flinch. See, she just goes for nothing except my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues.
A long time ago, in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
Moo.